His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Sri Prabhupada, Ki, Anantakota Vaishnavinda, Ki, Iskand, Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Sri Prabhupada, Ki, Goswami, all glories to the symbol devotees. All glories to the symbol devotees. All glories to the symbol devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Bhagavan. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutanam Srimate Vaktivedanta Swami Kumarana Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravani Vishwamana Mere Vishesha Srinivari Vasya Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 18, text number 6. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Word meanings for chapter, for text number 6, yes mean on that, ahani, very day, yahi eva, in the very moment, Pablo. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Utsasarja, let aside, Gam, the earth, Gada, at that time, Eva, certainly, Iha, in this world, Anuvrita, fallen, Asau, He, Adharma, irreligion, Abhava, accelerating, Kali, the personality of quarrel. Yasmina hani yaha eva. Bhagavan utsasajagam. Adama bhagava kali. Yasmina hani. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The very day and moment the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, left this earth, the personality of Kali promotes all kinds of irreligious activity came into this world. Purport. The personality of Godhead and there's talking going on outside. Mm-hmm. The personality of Godhead and his holy name, qualities, etc., are all identical. The personality of Kali was not able to enter the jurisdiction of the earth due to the presence of the personality of Godhead. And similarly, if there is an arrangement for constant chanting of the holy name, qualities, etc., of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no chance at all for the personality of Kali to enter. That is the technique of driving away the personality of Kali from the world. In modernized human society, there are great advancements of material science, and they have invented the radio to distribute sounds in the air. So instead of vibrating some nuisance sound for sense enjoyment, if the state arranges to distribute transcendental sound by resounding the holy name, fame, and activities of the Lord, as they are authorized in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, then a favorable condition will be created. The principles of religion in the world will be reestablished, and thus the executive heads who are so anxious to drive away corruption from the world will be successful. Nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. Om Ajnana Tamarandasya Ananjanasya Chakram Nalitam Yanas Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada is very interesting purport at this stage in the description, which is covering several chapters of how Kali Yuga, the personality of Kali, entered this world and introduced so many religious principles. So that being the subject matter, it's very interesting that Prabhupada, in this verse, gives an answer to Kali's advent. And that answer is that Kali couldn't enter when the personality of God, actually Krishna, was on the earth. So now Krishna, in his form, has left the earth. So we'll replace the form with the sound vibration because Atatri Krishna Nama Nina Bhavet Prayaninya Sivamukha Jivadas Panavas Parakhtiva. Actually, I think I wanted to quote the verse that is not different. Holy name is not different. Namachintamani Krishna. Krishna Ras Vigra. Purna Sudha Nichinukro Binatman Namanami. There's not a difference between the holy name of the Lord and the Lord Himself. So therefore, if the Lord is left, our answer is to fill the world with the holy name of the Lord, as described by Prabhupada in the purport. And interesting that he quotes material science and the radio. We think today the radio, what to speak of the technological advancement we've made since the time of the radio. And Prabhupada is seeing the radio being broadcast sound vibration all over the world. What other kinds of technological advancement we have today to spread the chanting of the holy name all over the world? So much so that it may actually cause some problems. We think what technology can do, are we really ready to accept all of that in the service of the Lord? Things like doing pujas, online. Is that something that we embrace, or is it going too far in terms of utilizing modern technology? Are there limits? What do you think? Doing puja online. No downside.
Well, there has to be some risk,
but who cares?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of questions that come up because Kali Yuga, and I think that it behooves us to think through them very carefully, lest we get too far. Prabhupada's last sentence is, nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. So those words, if properly used, they give us, put some brakes on going to the races using anything and everything in Krishna service, isn't it? So there's pujas online, there's there are social implications as well, not just technological, but there's social as well. Society is a different place now than it was 20 years ago, but to speak of 50 years ago when this movement, 50, 60 years ago when this movement first started, it's a different place. But how much of that do we embrace? How much of that do we discard? Yeah, well, someone may say that we never did that, or the Vedic tradition doesn't allow that. Say, for instance, Vaishnavi Diksha Guru. Do we embrace that? Thank you for that answer. But I'm not sure that everyone is prepared to give that response. But why not? It says here, nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. So if someone is a qualified Vaishnava, following all principles, engaged in service to their bona fide spiritual master, then why does someone say no? There's a lot of things like that. For instance, in society today, there are many designations that people are known by. Gay, lesbian, transgender, all these things. Now, if someone is following all the religious principles of Krishna consciousness movement, then is it going too far to embrace such persons and give them the opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness? Is that going too far? Every jiva deserves a chance. But some say and see differently. But Prabhupada makes the point in discussing the advent of Kali. He talked about material science, the advancement of society in general, in ways which 100 years ago would have had a lot of different answers than it has now. For instance, why speculate and put out things in weather? Just see what Srila Prabhupada did with us. Westerners were given the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness. Westerners were given a chance through brahminical initiation to worship the deity. 100 years ago, all these things would be heresy. But Prabhupada took the Vedic tradition, came to this country, and gave everyone the chance to adopt Krishna consciousness, to purify themselves, become more than a brahmana, to worship the deity. So, even though Kali Yuga was progressing, now that Krishna had left the planet, there were various ways, the acharyas have devised for Krishna consciousness to be spread in this dark age. And probably the most shocking is that Prabhupada engages us, fallen conditioned souls, in working miracles. So, should we embrace being the lead in utilizing this technological advancement? Or should we reluctantly follow? Vyanga Prabhu mentioned several aspects of book distribution which have been expanded by this idea of embracing technology and using it to spread Krishna consciousness. I guess that's
and we distributed more books last year in the middle of this same pandemic than ever in the history. Because Vaisheshika Prabhu and others using technology to sell books.
Different form than a radio, but same principle. Any other advancement you see?
I was going to say that everything has to be looked at with some discrimination, though, because even right now there's a big court case with the Rohingya refugees suing for $2.5 billion because they feel like all the hate speech that came out caused genocide. So the internet, can be used for something wonderful, and it can be used for so many nefarious activities, which most our children are exposed to oftentimes. So it's just that everything has to be used with the proper discrimination and care.
wise counsel. Thank you. Any else? Anyone else? Else? Yeah.
One thing I was thinking, that yes, online things are actually very good, but if one has the facility, if one has the strength, one has the time, then it's important that we continue to, if possible, to associate in person. Online association is one thing, but personal association is something, I guess, different. Mm. If one has the ability and the means, then don't replace the personal by the internet association.
Yeah, it's interesting. Do we, for instance, forego the age-old traditional practice of using our feet to walk to the temple and say that, well, I don't need to take that austerity, I'll just take advantage of technology?
That's lazy.
Hmm?
Lazy.
Lazy. So technology and the way it can transport us here or there can sort of erode the austerity that's necessary for spiritual life. I mean, why walk around Govardhan Hill when you can take a virtual tour that even takes you on top of the hill? Drone. From a drone, you can see the top. And what was the sentiment at the time that he did that? Not even riding in a car, Asadi.
He said, I don't know what the car is.
So we can see it. Not even riding in a car was seen as proper behavior for a renunciate. Actually, there's an interesting story about Srila Prabhupada and riding the plane and preaching. Of course, it involves an airplane pilot, a captain. You know the story. Or do you know the story?
No.
Something happened in the airport. Airline pilots walk through the airport. Devotees are in the airports distributing Prabhupada's books. This captain must have had some interaction with the devotees, or at least seen them. And when he saw Prabhupada board his plane, he chose of his own free will, after having been infected by the Vaishnava sight, he chose to come out of the cabin and sit next to Prabhupada and have a conversation with him during the flight. And the interesting thing is that they talked about Kali Yuga also, in a sense, just like this verse here. The captain's question to Prabhupada was, where does evil come from? And Prabhupada explained to him that evil is not some force separate from the control of God, separate from Krishna, but it's like the backside. Evil is Krishna's backside. And this captain, airline pilot, he really appreciated it. He shook Prabhupada's hand and thanked him for taking time. I mean, you know, how often does the captain come out of the cockpit to talk to a passenger? but he was inspired by his contact with devotees, Prabhupada's books, that when he saw a person board his plane, he thought, I must talk to him. Their religion, evil, was like the backstabber of Krishna. There's actually another little story that I wanted to tell in relation to the subject matter today. And that involved a play. Dramatic performances are so much a part of Krishna consciousness. Actually, last night I was listening to Indradumna Swami. And he was describing a Leela, Krishna's evening pastimes, where they go to like a little theater. All the cowherd boys, residents of Vrindavan, they all get dressed up and they go to like a theater, the inner courtyard of Maharaj Nanda's palace. And they sit and then there are different performers, singers, dancers, comedians. And they have a little theater performance where they're all sitting in the evening. So theater, drama, is another aspect of human society and development that can be used and has been effectively used in ISKCON. I recall the play, The Age of Kali, that was put on by devotees in the 55th Street Temple in New York. Prabhupada was there, and they did this play, The Advent of Kali Yuga. And it was a classic performance by Sudama Prabhu, but we don't have his association for many decades now. Sudama, a very talented artisan, dancer, actor, and he played Kali, the personality of Kali. Now, if you've ever seen pictures of that play, you've look at the face that Sudama put on. He really captured the personality of Kali by in his artistic performance.
Was he handsome? Or obvious? Or? I'm just curious.
Was he handsome?
And he looked like Kali.
Yeah, he looked like Kali. Yeah, I don't know if there's pictures around or even a video of the play, but Prabhupada was sitting and he enjoyed the drama that was put forward, and Kali really and Sudama Prabhu really captured the character of Kali Yuga. That's another thing that's used, traditional or not traditional, but used to spread Krishna consciousness. Just as Prabhupada told Ramaswara Prabhu, you should rack your brain how to distribute more books. There are all aspects of an advanced society that we should take advantage of to spread Krishna consciousness. And at the same time, we should not be confined by social mores that restrict the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Of course, as long as it's according to the bona fide teachings and instructions of the Vaishnavas and followed by proper behavior and purification of activities. If those things are present, then we should take them as opportunities to spread Krishna consciousness. Even in this Kali Yuga, especially the chanting of the holy name that Prabhupada refers to in the purport here today. How to spread that more and more. So are there any comments, questions?
Prabhupada also used the printing press to have 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita in 2 months.
Yeah, same principle by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Brihadna Danga. Same thing. Should we confine ourselves to just the Mridanga for spreading the holy name? Or should we take advantage of technological advancement? The Brihat Mridanga, use the big Mridanga. Same principle by our acharyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, same principle. We use social organization, Namhatta. Previously, our line was a lot of Babaji's, who just singly doing their bhajan. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur introduced a society, organization. So there's many things that were previously done that can be expanded.
Another major thing that you would have never seen before Prabhupada was women. Women in the temples, women doing puja, women managing temples, women out on sankirtan distributing books. That was considered, I mean, that was news when Prabhupada said that. And that was Prabhupada's mood, that he couldn't deny the jivas. The poor jivas are coming to take shelter, whether they're in a girl or a boy, whatever they're in. They have to be given that opportunity. And that's our mood on sankirtan. Every single person that I get near, I want to give them a book. And sometimes I don't want to, but I remember that I have to. It's my duty. And I put myself in their position. When I see somebody going to Publix to do their grocery shopping, I think, this could be me. Just lost, walking to the grocery store, you know, to buy some meat. And then somebody comes up with here and gives them Krishna. So this is Prabhupada's intense mood of sankirtan, that we have to make Krishna available to everybody, and there's no excuse, there's absolutely no disqualification. Everybody can get Krishna's mercy. And we have examples like Jagai Narayan, just to remind us.
And you were talking about that captain who got contaminated by the devotees per se. And then the other one speaking Prabhupada.
I'm not getting
it. You were talking about, now it's good. You were talking about a captain who got contaminated, so you had to talk to Prabhupada. So I want to share an incident that happened last Saturday at the St. Augustine Christmas Parade. We were in the lineup queue. Devotees were having kirtan. As usual, I'm up on the cart at the back. So there was a couple, at least a man and a lady, walking by past the cart, and as they go up front where the kirtan is, the guy stopped abruptly. He hold on to the lady's shoulder and said, "Hey, let's turn back." He said, "This chant can change your mind. You don't want to hear it." And he walked back. So he had to be exposed to something in the past.
Thank you. Yes.
There is two aspects of the online that bothers me a little bit. First is the impersonal side of it. I remember last year we couldn't get together for Christmas, my family, and we did it online, and this year they don't want to do it because it's so impersonal. In a certain sense, we need to get together by persons. So this is one aspect of the online that I think that is unnatural. And the other one that bothers me is how bogus people can put anything online saying, "I know about this subject,"
And so much progress is going on because you don't need any, qualification to put something online. So for a person who wants to search for the truth, he can be very easily misled. So those are two aspects of the online that makes me not so comfortable about being online.
Okay, thank you. Very valid points. Internet can fuel confusion just like it can be a conduit for genuine knowledge. Yes. Oh, okay.
You were mentioning how Srila Prabhupada was so merciful and so amazing that he accepted us, fallen people, and, you know, made us, or still trying to make us into devotees. Why is that, that we who have come from such fallen position and come to Krishna consciousness, why do some of us not, or have discrimination, like you're mentioning about whether it's, you know, women being Diksha Gurus or, you know, problem with, you know, gay or lesbian or transgender or whatever it may be. What is the reason? I was trying to think about, is it our ungratefulness or not appreciating our own fallen position? Yeah, could you give some insight on that?
Well, it's the influence of ignorance, and especially in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is real, it does bring real challenges and require genuine surrender, otherwise one can be taken away. And so it also causes persons to become proud of their own situation. So we can be misled by this creeper. We read about in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the creeper of bhakti, and how unwanted creepers look very similar, and so it's very easy to become confused. And it comes out in the form of one form of discriminating in ways which aren't productive for one's Krishna consciousness or others who are subjects of the criticism. Yes,
thank you for a very nice class. Going back to what Mataji was saying earlier about the advantage of personally being involved in reciprocal service to the Lord. Prabhupada said that the safest position in the material world is in kirtan rasa, that's in congregationally associating with each other. The advantage being all of our senses are being engaged simultaneously by electronic connection. It's very limited how many of the nine processes of devotional service can be engaged in that way. So it limits our exposure. The senses that aren't being addressed are being deprived of service. And so when we come into the association of devotees, those deprived senses joyfully engage themselves enthusiastically. So the separation and the meeting is taking place by electronic association. Something is lacking, and we take advantage when we're in the association of devotees of the pleasure of their association.
Yes, thank you for your comment. But my response would be that, well, not but, I've had a thing, but it shouldn't be but. The question is, do we just discard it as a medium because there are problems, or do we embrace it and try to solve the problems in such a way that benefit comes through and you get over the hurdle?
I agree. The benefit is expanded tremendously with the electronics because we can't be everywhere personally, but electronically we can be, theoretically. The deprivation of the senses that are starving for that association when we're using electronics are enhanced by expressing ourselves through the electronics more intently, and therefore its value is very much appreciated by those who can't be in the association. So it expands the reach, but in the association it intensifies that association. So both are valuable.
Yes. How to put the two pieces together that the whole experience is had and is conveyed. That's a challenge. So do we take it up? I think they're probably these companies right now that are working on bringing a more personal feel to the medium of communication. And we should have some other people at the forefront of that, so that the real use of personalism on the internet is seen along with the technological devices, the real meaning that everything has a relationship with Krishna and is meant to be utilized in service to glorify Krishna.
Coming back to Madhumati's question / concern per se with this discrimination, I just want to share some of my own experience with similar things, even in projects like that, the actors. I've seen that we're others who wants to limit what we're doing. They want to limit. And then I kind of analyze it, boils down to some kind of a wanting to exhibit some control. The result of that, they are exhibiting limitations even on the Lord's service. Like, for example, the other day, one of our discount devotees was physically kicked by another, a devotee of a non-Iskan denomination, because they held two Rathi actors in 1 year in that city, instead of that kind of thing. So, physically kicking him. And other matters evolved for him. Also, some years ago, I was invited by the King of Puri to join what we are starting as the International Rathi Actor Summit. So they want all of us to be part of it. So I thought, before I respond, let me check with some devotees who probably know more about Jagannath Puri. So I checked with Rathi Purushottam Swami. And he said, no, don't get involved with what they're looking to do. It's to limit Rathi Yatras, that their idea is that Rathi Yatra can only be performed once a year around that June-July time at Jagannath Puri. That we cannot have festivals any part, any time of the year around the world like Iskcon devotees are doing. So the idea is that they want to limit that. So in a similar way like what Mataji was talking about, you know, this kind of a discrimination, or it's like wanting to keep control, right? All over ISKCON is what Vidyanta Prabhu was saying, that by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, women had the opportunity, or got the opportunity to do so much service. As a matter of fact, one time they were even in the temple doing sankirtan collection, here, so much service. So everything, yes, that's accepted. You can clean, you can cook, you can do sankirtan, you can raise funds, whatever. But to be guru and be someone to instruct them, oh, well, that's a problem. So I'm just seeing that, you know, with it, from the logical point of view, where some kind of a sense of control wants to be placed, even with the caste system. So they follow the world.
Yeah, well, it's big. Tradition versus innovation. Innovation was displayed by our acharyas, and we follow that over simply maintaining tradition. But maintaining tradition also has its value, and also just can't be thrown out. Therefore, Prabhupada's statement in this purport is, nothing is bad if properly used for the service of the Lord. So that's going to be a blend of tradition and innovation. And we have to remain tolerant and prosecute our role as best we can. Yes?
Prabhupada introducing Rath Yatras, Jagannath Puri people didn't want the Westerners to come. So Prabhupada innovated this Rath Yatras. But what he has innovated all around the world is something traditional. So through his innovation, he went so much that now the Puri people are feeling threatened by the Rath Yatras that Srila Prabhupada introduced all around.
Okay, Gandharashima Bhagavatam. Thank you.